Today's shir is Masech Yuma Daf Tezvav, and we're going to begin on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. V'rami say the Yuma, say the Yuma. Yesterday we had learnt of a stira, contradiction between the Mishnah in Masech Yuma and the Mishnah Masech Tamid. The Mishnah Masech Yuma that we learnt yesterday indicates that first the Ketairus was brought, and then the candles, the neiros, were lit. Whereas the Mishnah in Masechta the Tamid teaches us that first the candles were lit and then the ketairos was burnt. So the Gemara answered that the two Mishnayos represent two different Tanoim. The Tana of Masechta Yuma is Rav Shimon min HaMitzpah. But now ask the Gemara, the Rami say the Yuma, say the Yuma. There's a contradiction in Masechta Yuma itself. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei, that teaches us, Pious Hashem, all of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was assigned through a lottery. The way it worked was that everybody stood in a circle, and they picked a number, and they started counting around the circle, and whoever came out first was the first in the lottery. So the first thing that they chose was Mishoichet. So the Mefarshim interestingly say, we know that the halacha is Shechita Ksheira Bazar. You don't have to have a kohen to do the Shechita. So why do I have a lottery with the Kohanim? Who's going to do the Shechita? I don't need a Kohen. So Mefarshim answer, although Shechita technically may be done by a non-Kohen, the Kohanim were always makpid that they wanted to keep it for themselves. Mizayrik, who does the Zrik Saddam, and again the Mefarshim say that although Zayrik wasn't the first of the Avoidus, the one who was the first winning the lottery usually chose to do the Zrika, because the Zrika is the main part of the bringing the carbon. That's what affects the kapara. Mimidashim is beyach apnimi, who's going to clear out the inside is beyach. Again, the Mefarshim say that Dishim is beyach apnimi really took place before bringing the carbon tamid. Mimidashim is menaira, who will clear out the menaira. Mimalei varm lekevitz, who actually is going to carry up the limbs up the ramp. Pais Ashlishi, now there was another lottery. Chadoshim Labtairus Bova Fisu. Someone who never did the avoid of Ktairus should now come and join in the lottery to do it. So as far as our question is, so here we see that the Menorah took place before Ktairus. In our Mishnah it says Ktairus took place before Menorah. Just for a moment, what does this mean, Chadoshim Labtairus? So the Gemara says that whoever does the avoid of Ktairus would get wealthy. So they never wanted that the same person should do that avoid twice. We want to give everybody a chance. Chadoshim, new people, should come and join in that lottery. If you already did Ktairus once, don't be part of the lottery. And there's a famous Ramah that says, based on this, that a person should not be mechabed, should not give the honor of Sandakos to the same person twice. Because Sandakos is like Ktairus, it's a school to become wealthy. And therefore, you should, if you have more than one son, you should give different people a chance. The Gra disagrees with the Ramah. The Noida Behuda also says that there is no basis for it. And they say a very nice Svara. By the Kohanim doing the avoid of the Ktairus, so all Kohanim are equal. Everybody has a right. So we say, if you already had a turn, you shouldn't get a second turn when there was another kohen who never had a chance. When a father, Baruch Hashem, has a son, the right of determining Sandakos is given to him. It's his child. So he has a right to decide that he wants the same person twice. It's not something that everybody's equal to. You can't go to a father who had a baby and say, I want to be Sandak. Who are you? It's the father's right. So he could choose the same kohen twice. Same person twice. But again, we have the kasha. The ketairos come first, or the menorah come first. Amrabai lo kasha. Kan batav shtei neiros, kan batav chamish neiros. The service of the menorah was done in two parts. First, they cleaned out five candles. Then there was a something in between. We'll speak in a moment what it was. And then they did the last two. So explains the Gemara. Lememra, that means to say the ketairos mafsik lehu. The ketairos was what they used to interrupt the two parts of bringing the menorah. And our Mishnah, therefore, is only speaking about the second candles And the Ktoiris preceded the last two candles. Ask Tosfos, and why doesn't our Mishnah speak about the first five? So the way the Chazanish explains Tosfos' teretz is that the last two candles were what the mitzvah was completed with. Moreover, since that was what the mitzvah was completed with, so therefore we want the Kohen Gadol who's practicing to do that. The other five, which weren't the completion of the mitzvah, even though we're asking the Kohen Gadol in this week before Yom Kippur to do the Avodah, it's not that required that he should do that. Tosfos also asks, now that we have this teretz, Chomesh Neretz and Shtei Neretz, so why don't we use this teretz to answer the stira between the Mishnayis and Masechta Yuma and the Mishnayis and Masechta Tamid? So Tosfos says, there are other contradictions besides this contradiction, so I have to say that the two sets of Mishnayis don't agree. So we're saying that the Ktiris, the Avodah of the Ktiris took place between the two parts of the Neirus. Says, ask the Gemara, is that true? Abaye Masadim Arok Mishmei the Gemara. Abaye gave us the order of how the Avodah happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, B'dama Tamid Mafsiklehu, what took place between the two sets of cleaning out the candles? Sprinkling the blood of the Dama Tamid, not the Ktiris. Answers the Gemara, Amri Loi Kasha. Hahila Abishol, Holer Abonim. Abishol says that the Dama Tamid took place between the two parts of the Menorah. The Rabbanon, which are reflected in our Mishnah, hold the Ktaris took place. The Tanya, it says in the Brice, Lo Yetev Esenaris V'Achach Yaktir, don't finish doing all the candles and then do the Ktaris. Rather, Yaktir V'Achach Yetev. First do the Ktaris and then do the Atova. Abishmol disagrees. He says, Metiv, finish all the candles V'Achach Maktir. My Tamid Abishol, that says the first finish all of the candles and only then proceed to do the Ktiris. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding the Avoida, Babaiker, Babaiker, Hativas and Neris, first do the Neris, Fahada, Yakhtarena, and only afterwards do the Ktiris. So it's pretty obvious where Abishol has the basis for his Psak. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan Maikama, what are Rabbanan going to do with this Pasuk? Rabbanan Maikama Rachmana. So he says the Torah means to say, Be'idin hatava, when you're ready doing that tava, temak diktiris, have diktiris already burnt. Ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara say, not say in easier teretz, that the Pasuk is referring to the first five candles. The first five candles, the Rabbanan agree, took place before diktiris. So say that they agree with the Pasuk, but the Pasuk is talking about the first five candles. So Tosfos has two answers. One answer is, that it's difficult to say that the Pasuk is only talking about the first five candles. Since we just finished saying that the last two candles are the most important, and all of a sudden now we're saying the Pasuk is only talking about the first five. Also, Tosfos says, the Gemara says even a better terence. Dilei tema hachi, I'll prove to you that the way to understand the Pasuk means. Not that to do the Ktiris after that tover, rather means do the Ktiris that they should already be, the smoke should already be coming up when you light the candles, because it says regarding Bein HaBayim, lighting the menorah in the afternoon, because we know the menorah was lit every afternoon. The Ksuba Halos Aaron Asaneris Bein HaBayim Lekterenu. When Aaron lights the menorah in the afternoon, do the Ktaris. Hachanami. So you want to say here too, say the Rabbanan, that it means the Beresh Madlik Neris, first put on the menorah, and then Ha the Makter, and then do the Ktaris of Shebein HaBayim. You're going to tell me Hachinami that perhaps should be the order. I'll prove to you, says the Gemara, that can't be. It can't be that in the afternoon we should have a situation of Menorah and then Ktiris. Because Vatanya, there's a Braisa that teaches us regarding lighting the Menorah. One din is Me'erev et Boiker. So we learn from that, Tein loy midosoy, put in enough oil, Shidei doleches ve'leches kol alayla, there should be enough oil that the candles should burn all night. And there's an interesting machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos Yeshanim, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi explains that they put in enough oil that it should burn even on the long summer nights. We don't need so much oil in the shorter winter nights. So we had extra oil those nights. We poured it out. What they did with the extra oil is an interesting machlokes, but that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos Yeshanim says they use the same amount of oil every night. But we have, every night is a different length. So Tosfos says, Tosfos Yeshanim says, they made the wicks different thickness. In the winter, they made thinner wicks, so the oil didn't burn as quickly. In the summer, they made thicker wicks, so the oil burnt the same, burnt quicker, and they had, but they always used the same amount of oil. And it always burnt exactly, it never had leftover. There's a very interesting verse from the Shevet HaLevi. The Pasuk says in Parashas Va'aloscha, V'yas Kein Aaron, when the Torah tells us that Aaron lit the menorah, says V'yas Kein Aaron did it that way, says Rashi, L'hagid Shvacha Shal Aaron, the Torah tells us the praise of Aaron, Shlashina. He did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So Mepharshim ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, light the menorah. So what's the big praise, what's the big compliment that he did what he was supposed to? So explain to Shevet Levi. Now the Tosfos HaShulchan says that every night he had to figure out exactly the thickness of the wick, because every night had a different thickness. That's really not so easy. V'hagid Shvacha Shal Aaron, Shlashina, that every night he made sure to make the wick the perfect size. Dover Acher, and like all the Mepharshim explained, the Dover Acher is not a disagreement. Another din regarding the menorah, Me'erev Abayka, Ein Lecha Avoida, Shikshere Me'erev Abayka, El Zubavad. The last thing that should be done every day is lighting the menorah. So obviously, even though the Torah tells us light the menorah in the afternoon, and then put on the Ketoros, it doesn't mean that they did the Ketoros afterwards. It means that the Ketoros was already on when the menorah was being put on. What does the Torah mean? The Eden had luck. When you light the menorah, teimat the Ketoros, make sure that the Ketoros is already on. Hachinami say the Rabban, the same thing in the morning. It means Be'eden hatova. When you're doing the avoid with the menorah in the morning, teimat the Ketoros. Make sure that the Ketoros is already on, says the Gemara. So there's a big cash on Abishol. In the afternoon, Abishol certainly agrees that nothing was done after the menorah. So it must be the same way in the morning, that nothing was done after the menorah. So how could it be that Abishol says that in the morning the menorah was lit and then the Ketoros? Answers Abishol, Abishol Amalach, Shani Hossam, Tiksev Eisai. In the afternoon where the Torah says that nothing should take place after lighting the menorah, I agree that first the Ketoros were brought, and then the menorah. But that has nothing to do in the morning. In the morning, it was first menorah, and then Ketoros. Tosfos HaShulchan asks, how can we say that nothing took place after lighting the menorah in the afternoon? We know there was Hector Avarim Bedarim, that they burnt the fats and the limbs all night long. So what are you saying, that nothing took place after lighting the menorah? So there are two terutzim. One terutz is that we're referring to anything that was done inside the base of Mikdash. The Hekta Evarim Bedarim weren't done inside the Beis HaMikdash, they were done on Mizbeach HaChitzon. Another teretz is, there are avoiders that fall under the category of avoiders yoim, daytime avoider. There are avoiders that fall under the category of avoiders laila, nighttime avoider. When we say nothing should take place after lighting the menorah, that means things that are in the category of avoiders yoim. Hekta Evarim Bedarim are not in the category of avoiders yoim. They're in the category of avoiders laila, nighttime melacha. And that we're not talking about. Rapapa goes back to what we started the shiur with. We had a kasha that our Mishnah seems to teach us that the Ketoros took place before the menorah. The Mishnah seems to teach us that first there was menorah and then Ketoros. How do I reconcile it? Says Rapapa, like kasha. Ha Rabbanan, our Mishnah represents the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ha Abishol. The Mishnah on Daf Chafhei represents the sheet of Abishol, who we just finished learning, says that Ketoros took place after menorah. Says the Gemara, "B'mayu kimtel masnis in the hacha." So how do we establish our Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan? First Ketoros, then menorah. Pious, the Mishnah that speaks about the lottery, the Mishnah on Daf Chafhei is going like Abishol. Now let's look, says the Gemara, Amos Sefer, a third Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph. It says on Daf Lamed Aleph, "Hevi lois atamit." They brought to the Kohen Gadol the Korban Tamid, Kartzoi. Kartzoi means that even though normally the preferred way of doing Shechita is to cut all the way through the Simonim, all the way through. On Yom Kippur, to preserve the strength of the Kohen Gadol, we only required what the Halacha requires, just to cut Roiv of the Simon, the majority of the Simon. That's called Kartzoi. Umarak Acha Shechita Al Yodai. Somebody else completed the Shechita. So Mepharshim asked, if halachically cutting roiv is enough, and that's all we're asking the Kohen Gadol to do on Yom Kippur, so why do we need somebody else to finish it off? It doesn't help the Shechita. The Shechita is already finished. So So Mefarshim answer, there are two parts to the Shechita. One is to do the Shechita, because without Shechita the animal is not kosher. And the next part is that you want to extract the blood. In order to be able to get out all the blood, you have to cut all the way through. So that's not part of the Shechita, the Kohen doesn't have to do it, but we want it cut all the way through to extract all the blood. Then Nichnas Lahaktes Ektiris, then he brought the Ektiris, Lahaktes Ektiris. So here it says the Ektiris preceded the Neiris. So this Mishnah goes obviously according to Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, Reisha, our Mishnah here is going according to Rabbanan. The safe for the Mishnah that Flam and Alf is going according to Rabbanan. Umitziyoso, and the Mishnah in the middle and that Chaf Hei is going like Abishol. Amalach Rapapa, yeah. Reisha was safe for Rabbanan. Umitziyoso Abishol. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Abaya Amalach Rapapa. Abaya, who reconciled the stira between the Mishnayis by saying that our Mishnah is talking about the last two candles, and the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei is talking about the first five candles, and didn't want to use Rapapa's Teretz because he doesn't want to explain a situation. He doesn't want that the Mishnah should be in a situation that the Reish V'Sefer Rabbanon Mitzios Abishol. He doesn't think the Mishnah jumping back and forth. He doesn't want to explain the Mishnah that way. However, asked the Gemara, El Rapapa my Tamil, why didn't Rapapa explain like Abaya? Why do you have to say this Teretz? Amloch, so Rapapa says, Tana Bereish, because the way Abaya is explaining the Mishnayis, our Mishnah, which comes first, the Mishnah Daf Yudalid, is talking about the Shtei Neiris, and the Mishnah on Daf Chav Hei is talking about the Chamash Neiris. But that's not the right order. First there was the five candles, and then the two candles. According to Abaya, the Mishnayis are not in proper order, not in proper sequence. That's why Rapapa doesn't like Abaya's Teretz. How does Abaya defend himself? Abaya loch, Arui ba'alma hu de kamari. The point of our Mishnah is not to teach us the right order. The point of our Mishnah is just to teach us that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur practice. Then, to start teaching us the proper order, the Sidra ha'adutanalei, that we'll already start doing in the second parak. So ask Tosfos, Gevaldige Kasha. If Abaya is now telling us that the point of our Mishnah is not to tell us an order, it's just to teach us what the Kohen Gadol should do, so then we, learning already two shiurim, concerned about the order, there's no order in our Mishnah. According to Abaya, the whole point is just to teach us what he did. So Tosfos answers, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the order doesn't count. The point is that our Mishnah is not going into all the details, because that's not the point. But whatever the Mishnah does mention, it certainly has to mention in the proper sequence. The Ramban, interestingly, says, now that we're saying that the Mishnah is later in the Masechta are teaching us the proper order, and as we started the Shir today, the Mishnah is over there teaches us about the lottery, there's always a Shaila, since we know that all the Avoid and Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol, was there a need for a lottery in Yom Kippur? Because the lottery was to give jobs to the other Kohanim, but no other Kohanim worked. Says the Ramban, from here we see that even though the other Kohanim weren't as active on Yom Kippur as they normally are, we still went through the lottery process even on Yom Kippur. And we'll talk about the Shaila more in the Masechta. Gufa. So yesterday we spoke, the Gemara mentioned, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah Shita, how does Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Tamid took place. So now the Gemara is going to spend some time reviewing that halacha. Bala lekem is rachat tzvainis. The Rabbanan say the Kohen approaches the northeast corner. Noisim is rachat tzvainis. He gives a spritz with the blood that it goes on the two sides of the northeast corner. Then he comes to Merovis Deroimis. He comes to the southwest corner. Noisim Merovis Deroimis. He gives another spritz that it should go on the south and the west sides. V'tana lo Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah explained the way it works like this. Mishana b'tamid. He said the carbon tamid was not treated like all carbon oils. Rather, it starts the same way. Bala l'kerem mizrachat tzvainis. You come to the northeast corner. Noisim mizrachat tzvainis. You give one spritz on the northeast corner and it goes on the two sides. However, says Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, Merovis Deroimis, when he approaches the southwest corner, Noisim Merova, he doesn't give one spritz, just he actually puts blood on the west side wall, Vakach Noisim Deroima, and then he gives on the south side wall. Ask the Gemara, my Tam, the Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. It's not like a carbon oiler, It's not like a carbon chatas. It's some sort of a hybrid. Because let's explain how normally a carbon oil is brought, how normally the zrik of a carbon oil is done, and how normally the zrik of a carbon chatas is done. The carbon oil, normally, the way it's done, is we do shtayim shen arba. You go to two corners. On each corner you give one spritz that you go on the two sides. And that spritz is done lamata michuta sikra. On the mizbeach there was a line, a demarcation line, that would separate the top from the bottom. Here you spritz it on the bottom here. Carbon chantis is done very differently. A carbon chantis, number one, you actually dab the blood on each wall. Lamala michuta sikra, and it's done on the upper half. Here, we somehow have some sort of a mixture, according to Shem Isha Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara why. My Talmud of Shem Isha Mitzvah. Om Rav Yochanan Shem Chadber Rianai. Om Akra. The Pasuk says in Parashas Pinchas, V'sir Izim Echot Chatz L'Shem. This is a Pasuk that's speaking about the Kabbonis and Rosh Chodesh. Al Oilas HaTomid Yasav Niska. So look, the first thing explained. Usually the Torah says, Milvad Oilas HaTomid. Here it says, Al Oilas HaTomid. It comes to teach us, Oilahi, that the carbon tamid is an oilah. However, for Am Rachmana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah teaches us, also by Ma'aseh Chatas. Don't treat it like a real carbon oilah. Do a little Ma'aseh Chatas in it. What does that mean? HaKetzet, like we explained. Lo'isin Achashi Shtayin K'ma'aseh Oilah. Approach the northeast corner and treat it like an oilah. One spritz that will go on the two sides. And then, on the southwest side, do shtayim shen shtayim k'ma'aseh chatas that you should do on each wall, dabbing the blood. Ask the Rishonim, the Rabbonim, that don't agree with Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, what are they going to learn from this pasuk? So there are a few truths I saw. One teretz, the Ravid says, that normally the blood of a carbon oiler, the leftover blood is not poured down the soybev, that's the drain. This carbon oiler should be, the blood should be poured down the drain. That's one teretz. Another teretz, which the Siach Yitzchak doesn't like, is that the Torah is teaching us that on Rosh Chodesh have to bring a carbon oiler and a carbon chatos. The Torah is telling us first bring the carbon oiler and oiler's tamid, and then only bring the carbon chatos. But the Siach Yitzchak asks that that's a locha that we always know. Tadav sheena tadav tadav kaidam. Another teretz is that the carbon chatos that we bring on Rosh Chodesh should go through the process of bringing the limbs up the ramp, putting him down, and then carrying him up to the top, like we do with the carbon oil. Ask the Gemara, according to Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, that we have this mixture, why don't we do Litin Shtayin Shana Arba K'maisa Oila, V'Arba Shana Arba K'maisa Chatas? So the way the Siach Yitzchak explains the Gemara's question is, if Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is teaching us that this carbon oil is tamid should be brought like an oil and a chatas, so let's do it all the way. First, let's bring it completely like a carbon oiler, and then let's bring it completely like a carbon chatas. Answers the Gemara, that isn't an acceptable solution. Because we never find in halacha a situation that first you complete the avoda with the dam, and then you start all over again. Once you finish, you're finished. So doing this, that you should do it completely like a carbon oiler, and then start again, there is no precedent for that in halacha. Ask the Gemara, you're talking precedent? And do we have a precedent that the dam should be partially treated like oil of blood, and the dam should be treated partially like chatas blood? If you're looking for precedent, Ella, what do you have to say? Ella kocha kishna kosef. There doesn't have to be a precedent. The Torah told us to do it this way. The Torah told us to do it this way, so you shouldn't be looking for precedent. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Pisuk Matanis Ba'almahu. There, it's not really making that much of a change. So the way Rabbi Yochim is a Rishon explains the Gemara is as follows. There's only one insignificant difference what I treat the oil as Tamid according to Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah and every carbon oiler. What's the difference? Both have Lamata, it's always Lamata Mechuta Sikra on the bottom half. It's all four sides. Only one difference, that instead of on the southwest side giving one spritz, I give two spritz. And he says even more than that. Normally by carbon chatas, I have to take my hand into the pan of blood. Now the kohen has to take his hand into the pan of blood every time from scratch. Carbon oil, you don't. Here, too, you don't. So since it's not such a significant difference, it's really a carbon oiler. Ask the Gemara. Again, you, Rav Shimon HaShem Mitzvah, want some sort of a hybrid. That's what you say the Torah is teaching us. We should have a carbon oiler aspect and a carbon chattis aspect. Ask the Gemara, for Nesef Achshish Taim Lamata, Kamaisa Oiler, why don't we do one side completely like an oiler? Lamata Mechuta Sikra, one spritz going on the two corners, and then the other corner should be completely like a carbon chattis. There should be Shtayim Shein Shtayim on each wall separately, and it should also be Lamala above the Chuta Sikra, like a chattis, Kamaisa Chattis. Why do we have this, some sort of a new situation that even the side that I'm treating like a chatos, I'm not treating completely like a chatos because I'm making the blood below the chuta sikra? Answers the Gemara, because lemetzino, there is no precedent that dom shechetzi lamala v'chetzi lamala, that some part of the blood should be below the chuta sikra and part of the blood should be above. Ask the Gemara, there isn't. V'loi, v'tanan, hizim an achas lamala v'shev lamatam. On Yom Kippur, part of the avoid is that the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam towards the kapiris, the covering of the Aron, one on top and seven on bottom, kematzlif. So we see that part is on top and part is on bottom. Answers the Gemara, my kematzlif. Matzlif doesn't mean part on top and part on bottom. Rather, machi Rabbi Yehuda kemagdino. It's like somebody who's whipping somebody else. Sometimes he holds his palm up, and sometimes he holds his palm down. But it's not part on different areas. We never have part on top and part on bottom. Ask the Gemara V'loi. There's still no precedent. You want to say that the dam is part in one place and part in another place? V'tanan, there's another Mishnah that we're going to learn later in our Masechta. He's a Memen al-Tarash al-Mizbeach. We spritz the dam from the carbon on the inside Mizbeach. Sheva Pamim. Seven times. My laugh. Where do we spritz the blood? Apalgei Mizbeach. In the middle of Mizbeach. Like people say, Tia Tira Pagdu Yoimah. Like people say, when is the clear part of the day? By Chatzos. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. The Gemara is teaching us that we're supposed to spritz this dam towards the middle of the Mizbeach. But nobody has perfect aim. So what must happen? Some is above and some is below. So we see that we have a precedent that some is above and some is below. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos explains that the halacha was that we put dam on all four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Kohen Gadol put dam on all four corners. And besides putting dam on all four corners, he also put on the bottom on the wall. So we see that we have on top and bottom. Why doesn't Rashi like Tosfos' pshat? So the Brisker Rav explains, because the dam that's on the corner and the dam that's on the wall are two separate issues. So there's nothing to connect them. The dam that's all sent in one place, that's where Rashi says we have a proof that it could be part on top and part on bottom. Says the Gemara, that's not what it meant. What it meant is, Amar Rava Bashila Loi, a goof of the Mizbeach. It's all put on top of the Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach, Tiksiv Ke'etzim Shamayim L'Toyar. That means, the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained, we clear away all of the coals from the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and on that revealed spot, we pour the dam. So, asks the Gemara. So now, according to Shem, so it's no problem. So we never have a precedent, part on top and part on bottom. And that's why Rav Shimon HaShem Mitzvah says, even the part that I'm treating like a carbon chattis, I should put on the bottom. But ask the Gemara again, Rav Shimon HaShem Mitzvah. You, Rav Shimon HaShem Mitzvah, hold that it was treated like a hybrid, part as an oiler, part as a chattis. But what did the Gemara say? First we did the northeast corner like an oiler. Then we do the southwest corner like a chattis. Ask the Gemara, Maishna the Yav Oiler Bereisha. Why do we first do the part like an oiler? V'had the Yav the chattis, and then we do the part that's similar to a carbon chattis. Why not do it the other way? Why not first Nesa Bereisha the chattis? Why don't we first do the part that's like a carbon chattis, and then do Had the Nesa of the oiler? And then first explain what's the basis for the Gemara's question. If it would have been the other way, you would have asked, do the oiler first. So the answer, because the halacha is that whenever you have to bring whenever someone has to bring a carbon chattis and a carbon oiler, he brings the carbon chattis first. So therefore the Gemara is asking, if here I have to do something similar to a carbon chattis, and also similar to Karban Ayla, why don't I do the part that's similar to Karban Chatos first? Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Oylehi. At the end of the day, what kind of a carbon is this? It's a Karban Ayla. So that's why he Karban Bereisha, I do that first. I first do the act that's similar to Karban Ayla, because at the end of the day, this is a Karban Ayla. Before we go further, I saw a nice pshat from the Shem Tshan of Halacha. Normally, a Karban Ayla is a Karban Ayla. A Karban Chatas is a Karban Chatas. Here, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is teaching us that this Karban Ayla is treated somewhat like a Karban Chatas. Why? If it's a Karban Ayla, treat it like a Karban Ayla. So he answers that the Medrash and Parshas Pinchas says that why did we every day have to bring two Karban Tamid, a Tamid Baboiker and a Tamid Ben Abayim? The Karban Tamid Baboiker was brought that if people did Averis by night, that was a kapara for the Averis that were done during the night. The Karban Ben Abayim was brought that if Averis were done during the day, it was Mechapa those Averis. So we see that the Karban Ayla does have an aspect of kapara, of forgiveness for sin in it. So since it has that aspect, it should be treated somewhat, the Torah says, like a Karban Chatas. Ask the Gemara. And now Rashi says that this question is not only a Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. This question even is on the Rabbonim. Maishna the Yom Mizrachetz Finis on my Ravis Teroimus. Why do we choose to put it on the corner, on the northeast corner and the southwest corner? Nasiv Droimus Mizrachis, why don't we first put on the southwest corner for Hada Tzvayin Marovis, and then the northwest corner? And to appreciate the Gemara's question, we have to sort of describe the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had four sides, south, north, east, west, and the ramp was on the south side. So ask the Gemara, when somebody's walking up the ramp, what is the first corner on his right side? The southeast corner. So the Gemara asks, why are we putting it on the northeast corner first? Why don't we just first put it on the southeast corner? Isn't that the first corner I encounter? Answers the Gemara. Amri, Oyla Tuna Yisod. The Oyla requires that where I spritz the blood, there should be a foundation. The Karen Dromus Mizrachis Lehavala Yisod. On the southeast corner, there was no Yisod. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara that we learned earlier in this parak, that the entire Mizbeach was built in the portion of Binyamin. However, the Gemara taught us that part of it, part of the Mizbeach, a small strip, was on Yehuda, on Shevet Yehuda side. So the halacha is that we don't want the blood spritzed where there is on Yehuda's portion. We want it all spritzed on Binyamin's portion. So that's why that corner was Yehuda's portion. There was no Yisai there, and there was no spritzing there. So says the Gemara, fine. So the southeast corner is disqualified for spritzing. But ask the Gemara, Maishna, the Yob Reish Mizrach's finest. Why do we first put on the northeast corner? Behold, my Rabbis the Roimis, and then we put it on the southwest corner. Why not? Nesa Bereshim Arabis the Roimis. First put on the southwest corner. For Hadam is Rachat Svinus. Why do we choose that corner first? Answers the Gemara. Kivin Damamar, we have a rule, and this is a rule throughout Halacha, the Kal Pinish Atapina Yehei Derechimin, you should always make a right turn first, and that's what Halacha, for example, is, that if a person gets an Aliyah, given all things being equal, that it's equidistant for him to reach the Bima by going from the right side or from the left side, you should always go from the right side. Kol pinash atapaina lehei el derchimin. So therefore, lemizrach bereisha. So he has to lehei lemizrach. And the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says, why did it say lemizrach here? To prove that the keves, that the ramp was on the south side. Bereisha, behu paga. So that's why I go to the... So if I'm going to make right turns, the first corner after making right turn that will also have a yesod is a northeast corner, and that's why the first corner that the dam is spritzed on is on the northeast. asked the Gemara back in Rosh Shimon HaMitzvah that he said that the Torah teaches us that in Oilas HaTamid I should treat it like a Karban Chatas, because the pasuk that's teaching us about a Chatas is also teaching us that we should treat it somewhat like a Karban Oila. Asked the Gemara maybe just the opposite. How do I know that the Torah is teaching us that the oiler should be treated some way like, somewhat like a chatas, like we explained, that we put on the southwest wall, actually blood on the walls like a chatas? Maybe the Torah is telling us that even though the Torah is telling us that I should bring a karmen chatas, the Torah is telling us treat it somewhat like an oiler, just the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Lois HaKadata. It doesn't make sense to explain the pasuk that way. The ksib, because what did the pasuk say? Al oilas atomid ye'os aveneska. My kam rachmana, what is the Torah teaching us? Midid rechata shadi oila. Take this carbon oila and treat it somewhat like a chatas. Not take the carbon chatas and treat it somewhat like an oila.